Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you have a pet dog? Do you love dogs? Today, we are talking about one of the biggest events of the year for dog lovers. But we should start at the beginning of the story. Way back in the 1870s, in New York City, there was still plenty of wilderness. It seems crazy to us now, but it's true. And there were men who kept dogs for hunting. Some types of dogs hunted in packs, and some other types of hunting dogs sniffed around in meadows and shrubbery to find animals and birds that were hiding. After their hunting trips, the men went to their favorite bar in the lobby of a local hotel to swap stories about their adventures and their favorite dogs. Eventually, they were having so much fun with their shared hobby, they decided to form a club. They bought a kennel where they could house their dogs, and they hired a trainer to work with their dogs. They couldn't agree on a name for their hunting dog club, so they laughingly decided to name it after their favorite bar. And the Westminster Kennel Club was born. In 1877, they decided to have a dog show to show off their beautiful and well-trained hunting dogs. The show was called the First Annual New York Bench Show of Dogs. The show was held at Gilmore's Garden in New York City. Its current name is Madison Square Garden, and the Westminster Dog Show has been held there many times over the years. 1,200 dogs were entered, and most of them were hunting breeds, such as setters and pointers. The show was scheduled to last 3 days, but it was such a success and so much fun, they included a fourth day. They held the dog show again the next year, and the next. The 2023 Westminster Dog Show will be the 147th show. Of all the sporting events in the United States, this dog show is the second longest running event. Only the Kentucky Derby is older, and it's only 2 years older. Purebred dogs of all the recognized breeds are entered. For every breed, there is a dog who wins and is declared the best in breed. So, there is one pug, one collie, one Rottweiler, and one Labrador Retriever who each win their individual breed competitions. The next stage for the best in breed winners is the group competition. There are 7 groups. The sporting dogs, the terriers, the hounds, the working dogs, the herding dogs, the non-sporting dogs, and the toy dogs. In each group, one dog is chosen as the best in group winner. They aren't really competing against each other. The judge's question is not if the beagle is better than the bloodhound. The question is, which dog here most closely matches the written standard for its particular breed? Each breed standard says how big a dog should be, what their eyes and ears should look like, and a lot of other physical details. The next step for the best in group winners is best in show. Of the 7 best of group winners, 1 is chosen for the ultimate prize. Only 7 dogs have ever won best in show more than once. Fox Terriers have won best in show 15 times. Other common winners have been the Standard Poodle and the English Springer Spaniel. Famous people have always been part of Westminster. Deerhounds bred by the Queen of England were entered in 1877. The Tsar of Russia entered a Siberian Wolfhound, J.P. Morgan entered his Collies, and Nellie Bly showed her Maltese. Each year, the Empire State Building in New York lights up in colors of purple and gold in honor of the dog show. The hotel bar that the club is named for is no longer in business, but the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is a fixture in New York cultural life. It is broadcast on television so that those of us who cannot attend can watch the dogs. What is your favorite breed of dog?
Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.